You're listening to the Dan and Brian Sportscast.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 9 of the Dan and Brian Sportscast. We just got done watching the Laker game the day after the D'Angelo Russell Snapchat incident. Brian, why don't you lay it down for the fans out there? Tell me what happened, too.
Well, okay, let me tell you what happened. D'Angelo Russell made a big mistake. They say that. A career-defining mistake, but things happen. But this is what happened.
You think career-defining?
Hopefully not, but time will tell.
I think it'll be okay. Well, tell the fans.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened. Okay, it was an incident with D'Angelo Russell and Swaggy P, Nick Young. They're both Laker players, if you guys don't
know. They seem to be homies.
Yeah, they seem like they're good
friends.
D'Angelo
Russell looks like he looks up to him in this video.
Right. And Swaggy P's on the bed and watching TV.
I'm pretty sure it's like they're in the hotel for the night before the game.
Right.
So they probably... What's funny is because I thought everybody gets their own room. I mean, you're the Lakers organization. Why are you guys together? Like, even when I played at Nebraska, Brian, they gave me my own room when I was a starter.
Right.
But it had to have been an away game because we didn't get our room. We didn't get a room by ourselves. We got, with our homies. But, when you look at the video, it looks like Russell really looks up to Nick Young, Swaggy P.
Yeah. And, he's asking him questions about, relationships in the past. And he asked him about what kind of relationship did you have in the past? And he said, oh, when I was 30, I hooked up with this girl who was 19 years old.
At the club.
At the club.
Okay, Los Angeles clubs. Okay. What is the minimum age to get into a club at night, Brian?
They serve alcohol there, so it's 21.
Right. So, I mean, there's a possibility you can be in this club. Maybe your hands get X'd. They bring that big old black marker and they put an X on your hand so you can't purchase drinks or, drink a drink. But I'm pretty sure in L.A. ain't going down like that. What is he going to? Like a little kids club? Anyways, keep going.
Oh, yeah. So secretly, D'Angelo Russell recorded this interaction between the two.
He did that secretly, right?
Yeah, he didn't even know. Swaggy P's like, what are you talking about?
Okay, so he wanted to mess with him.
Right. It's like a prank. It seems like it was some type of a prank that went completely sideways.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this was on Snapchat then, right?
Right. He said...
So he recorded what then?
He recorded just a couple of words of him saying that he hooked up with a girl that was 19, he was 30.
Okay, so tell everybody why that's bad.
Okay, the reason why this is
a problem, for Swaggy P.
Swaggy P got engaged to Iggy Azalea on his 30th birthday. So if it was past his 30th birthday, he was still with Iggy, therefore...
Well, it couldn't have been on his when he was 29 the day before. It had to have been during his 30 years. What is he, 31 now?
I think so, yeah, something like that.
So he got with a girl... 19 of all. Even D'Angelo Russell said, 19 years old?
Right.
He was 19 years old, really? And it was funny to see him go, yeah. But continue on with the story.
Yeah, so the problem is he got engaged to Iggy Azalea on his 30th birthday. So
what does that mean, Brian?
That means...
For people who don't understand.
He was cheating on her.
Yes, he was.
And D'Angelo Russell, he put it out there on blast to the whole world that he was cheating on.
Now, he says some other party got a hold of it. Hold on. This is probably the night before a game, by the way. Or you're definitely not hanging out in a hotel with your bro, your teammate, at any other time. You got to be before a game. So... People who don't know how to use Snapchat, when you record a video, you instantly have to put it towards your story.
Right, and it's a short little clip.
Yeah.
So that's why it's got to be him releasing this. He had a press conference today, and he said, a third party got to it.
Nope, but then wrong, liar.
Exactly. So, and then there's reports out there that said that D'Angelo thought he could post it privately to Snapchat as a prank, and no one would even save it. So that means he didn't know what he was doing on Snapchat.
He didn't know what he was doing on Snapchat. Snapchat can be a very confusing social media. I mean, we're still getting used to it. But if I want to send a snap to you and only you, you have to recognize it as that and find it in your contacts, which he probably has a lot of contacts, but come on now. So he probably put it on to his story. Right. And what happens when you put it to your story is everybody who follows you gets to see that story. So I don't know how many people follow people on Snapchat. I don't know your no stats, but that's not good for him.
No. Or he could have just, like you said, sent it privately. He might have sent it privately to one of his friends. And that's how it got to a third party, and that's how it got out. I don't know.
He was stupid. He posted it to his story. And come on now, you don't think other people are going to repost that? You don't think other people are going to record that and put it on YouTube?
Exactly.
That was dumb of him.
Exactly, and that's what happened. He was talking
about Amber Rose, too.
I know. It's like... I'm scratching my head. I don't understand that you're a celebrity. You're a Los Angeles Laker. So there's people all over the world watching everything you do.
Well, people have been watching this kid.
Exactly. Especially on your social media sites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're checking up
all
the time. I know
he posted it to a story, Brian.
Right.
He probably clicked his story.
Right.
And then he probably clicked Swaggy P at the same time. So it seemed like he wanted to hide it from Swaggy P and then put it on his storyline, just to Swaggy P, but he probably clicked my story too, and everybody and their mama saw it. So that was dumb. That was stupid.
Yeah. Well, Snapchat, they get a lot of free publicity and free advertisement.
Well, they're already rolling as it is with DJ Khaled, and they don't want you to be whatever he says all the time. We the best.
Yeah, we the best.
He says we the best, but he's the only one doing the best. Everybody else watching him ain't doing the best.
Right.
But we got people saying like his Snapchat account got hacked.
Yeah, that's another
Stop.
Thing. Hacked.
Everybody,
that's the first thing that came out. From the like
all of a sudden Snapchat's hackable.
Yeah, from the Laker a PR department that his Snapchat account got hacked, and that didn't make any sense. But then they changed the story again. Third party had it, and then before that,
the third party are his fans,
right? Exactly,
the people that follow him on Snapchat that said, "Oh, look at this story," and it pops up. Along his story, and there are people like, whoa, 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 replay that. Because I only think you get one replay.
Right.
And people are like, replay that, get that, download it, whatever you can, get that so we can ruin Swaggy P's life.
Yeah.
Basically. Now, obviously, that's against the bro code, but I do not condone cheating on your woman, of course. But he did break bro code. You're not supposed to be telling that stuff. And he did it in the worst way. He let the world know, Brian.
Yeah.
He let the world know.
Yeah, he dropped the dime on his teammate. And,
wow.
And he said, you know what? This guy cheating. Yeah. And pretty much that's what happened. He dropped the dime on him.
He dropped it big.
Yeah, and then none of his teammates want to, you know, sit by him during meetings. Like he goes into the cafeteria.
You know he's labeled a snitch now,
right? For lunch after practice, they all get up and move and walk away from him.
You know what? If it was me, I'd just be like, man, that's my bad. If he owned up to it, I don't even think the media would attack him as long as they're gonna. Because now all the media is gonna do is speculate. Oh, did he really get hacked? Did he really get this? Did he really get that? Just say, you know what, bro. My bad.
Right. If he would have said, I posted it to Snapchat, I made a mistake, I hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
And it'll be over with. Now he's saying that third party, and now there's like three or four stories out there about this.
All lies.
Yeah.
All lies, because we know. We've been using Snapchat for about a couple months now. We know what goes on in the Snapchat realm. Come on, give me a break, bro.
Exactly.
Push the right button. Don't push publish to my story, because that's going to publish to everybody. That's your third party, is your fans. And your fans saw it and said, We're about to cut this dude up.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And it went viral.
Because it seemed really playful. In the video scene, he seemed real playful. Like, he's like, I'm going to get him. And I bet you he tried to get it to him. The good thing is the story disappears on Snapchat. But people got it that quick. It's amazing how people react.
Yeah, they get it. Like, people post stuff on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 2 seconds later, they erase it.
They're getting cut up. But somebody's already screenshotted it.
Someone already screenshot it. They already retweeted it, and it's over. They got it.
Done.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you're in the light. People are going to get you. But you, if you know, if he would just man up, I think he made a mistake. Man up and say, yeah, it's my fault, bro. Here, backhand me across the face, and we can be bros again, please. I mean, right. Or punch me in the mouth.
Yeah.
Or, you know, let me wear a mouthpiece like the new cats do. Like, you always tell me, like, back in our days, nobody wore mouthpieces, right, Brian? Nah.
Michael Jordan, he chewed gum. Yeah, playing basketball.
I had a buddy who chewed gum during football, which was crazy. That blew my mind. But like you always says, like, this is a new generation of basketball. These dudes want to keep all the teeth. And we were watching the game tonight. I was like, you don't see Kobe or D-Wade with a mouthpiece.
No, Kobe was chewing gum. And you got DeAndre Russell and Jordan Clarkson. They got mouthpieces in their mouth.
And that other cat, Randall.
Yeah.
Yeah, mouthpiece and Steph Curry.
Mouthpiece.
And what's that other guy? KD?
All of them.
Russell Wilson, Russell Westbrook doesn't.
No, that's right. Russell Westbrook doesn't.
And he's the most violent basketball player we got out there.
Draymond Green doesn't either. And I've never seen him with a mouthpiece.
That's good.
Right, but there's a lot of, you know, guys who do wear them, though. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to, so what are the, what's going on with Nick or Swaggy P now?
Okay,
what's happening now? I know they're cutting up D'Angelo Russell on Twitter. Give me some gold that you found.
Okay, well, Swaggy P, he made a comment. Like, they actually had a press conference before the game tonight.
That was a waste of time. Don't make it bigger than it is.
Well, he had D'Angelo Russell out there. He was, you know, pleading to the public and saying, I'm sorry, I wish I didn't do it, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah, just pretty much just falling on the sword and just saying, hey, I messed up.
Yeah, he's 19 years old.
Exactly.
That's the first thing. Nick Young, you're 31. You're 19. This kid's 19.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't be saying stuff to this moron.
Yeah, exactly. You can slip up and do something stupid like he did.
He's 19 because, you know what? I did stupid stuff when I was 19 too. But that's beside the fact. I'm not worried. I mean, I'm not worried about his career.
No, not at all.
Still be good, but. So what we got? What else you got for me on this story?
Okay, I got Terrence Knighton. He made a comment on Twitter.
Wait. Mr. Hips?
Yes,
dude,
right.
From the Denver Broncos, and he got a commercial where his car was on the treadmill. That Terrence Knighton?
That's right.
They were cutting him off Terrence on Twitter Knighton. That year. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And right. It didn't help that they got blown out by the Seahawks.
Yeah, during the Super Bowl.
Oh, that dude. That dude has childbearing hips.
Yeah. He made this tweet comment. He said that D'Angelo Russell, lucky ain't in a football locker room. That's it.
Why? So you beat up your friend for making a mistake? Here's the problem now.
That's what he's saying. He said
all the women that see that this is going on now, and Terrence Knighton said that now, and if they catch wind of what Terrence Knighton said, now those women that are with other football players are going to start thinking twice now. They're going to be like, oh, snap, you know, my football player, soon-to-be husband, might be cheating on me because apparently it's bro code.
Right.
And so now all the women are going to, they're going to be checking their man. They'll be like, hey, you getting with other women or what?
Exactly.
See, Knighton has no place to say that, anything. You play football, bro. Keep yourself in the locker room, for reals.
Right. And what's his name, Tyrann Mathieu, from the safety from the Cardinals.
What's his nickname?
Oh, yeah, the Honey Badger.
Honey Badger, what'd he say?
Yeah, Honey Badger said it's real, like, kind of street. But he said, hey, you ain't real no matter how much money you make. You a corn dog.
First of all.
End of quote.
First of all, aren't you the same guy that got kicked out of LSU for alleged drug use?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're going to call him a corn dog, you use drugs, so you automatically call a drug addict. No, he did a stupid thing.
He did.
You know, and call him a corn dog. If people don't know what corn dog means hard on the outside, soft on the inside.
Right.
And it also shows that he's kind of jealous of how much money D'Angelo Russell's getting. If you're that jealous of a guy that you got to call him out on his money, so what?
Right.
19 years old, made a mistake. Yeah. Bro, you made mistakes. You made lots of mistakes at LSU.
Sure did.
Hence, what about you? You got ejected from the team. You got thrown off the team. Forgive the dude. Move on. And the only people who needs to forgive him is Swaggy P.
That's it.
Swaggy P needs to fix his relationship and stop messing with other women.
Yeah.
You got Iggy Azalea. Is there whatever her name is?
Yeah.
Iggy Azalea, and stick with her. If she decides to leave you, oh well, that might be good for you. If you two and other women and doing other stuff, then move on, bro. So, what else we got? You got any other Twitter stuff?
Nah, that's all I got from Twitter. Yeah, those are like cutting, only quotes. There's a lot of memes out there. Just go out there and check them out. Go on Twitter. There's a lot of memes of D'Angelo Russell.
I think Nick Young will forgive him, but you know when we watched the game tonight, Nick Young did not look happy to be on the court at all.
Oh yeah, talk about that last shot, that buzzer beater, pretty much at the end of the game.
With Julius Randle.
Yeah, Julius Randle.
Yeah, like Julius Randle. For some reason, first of all, I was already questioning why does this guy have the ball at the last second.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on here?
So I was like, man, you gotta give it to D'Angelo Russell or Jordan Clarkson who was balling tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's like 4 seconds left. So he drives, spin move, left-handed, drop shot.
Yeah.
You know, hits it, does that, his little Kobe celebration, and then everybody else celebrating, but who? Swaggy P.
Swaggy P.
Because you know what? That dude's like, man, I need to go home. I don't feel good.
Yeah, you could tell he wasn't up for the, he was there, but he didn't want to be at that game.
I got a good
game.
Question for you.
Uh-huh.
What do you think permits you to not play a game? Getting bit by a couple bed bugs, or you just got ratted out, across the nation
by a teammate.
That you cheated on your girl.
Getting ratted out because
that'll make you sick.
And he still played.
Yeah,
he still suited up for the whole game.
Man up. That's right. He goes, you know what? I'm getting my paycheck.
That's right.
I'm gonna go home and try to fix my relationship with my soon-to-be wife. Are they married yet?
No, they're disengaged. But I'm hearing that the engagement might be broken off.
No, but we can take it in another context. Album. They could have been just messing around.
True. I mean, she got an album coming out. She's going on tour. That could be why their engagement is on, their marriage is on hold.
Stop.
But
because
I don't know.
They put it where it is because it was perfect time for them. Stop.
Right.
Stop.
Right.
You know, maybe there's more to it than we see, but
mm-hmm.
for now, that's your bad, D'Angelo Russell. You messed up. All you got to do is apologize, which he will. But you know what? At the same time, Nick Young messed up too.
Yeah, he did.
If he never said anything or if he never did it. That's it. I know it's bro code and I would never do that.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not saying you should go cheat on your woman that you're about to marry either. Bro code. You see, that stuff comes out no matter what, doesn't it?
Doesn't matter.
Now, were they involved in that whole thing with that other girl too? Where they were driving in the car and they took a picture, or she took a picture.
Oh yeah,
for
yeah, it was.
Was he involved in that too?
Yeah, he was. It was Swaggy P.
Jordan Clarkson
was involved with that. Yeah,
and she said that she didn't know them, but she was signing up for an NBA career.
Yeah, and she, you know, she tweeted them, "Hey, I would like an apology." So she knew who they were. But
there's no video of them doing anything, right?
No, it's just a picture.
She just tried to.
So, you know,
further her career or something.
Exactly. It could have been him. He said, she said.
So,
and that's, you know, it's an old story now. That went when it went in, it was on the airwaves for like
things aren't going well for Swaggy P right now. He ain't got no swag. He's just P.
Right. For a hot minute, then it was off the air.
Wow.
No one talking about it now. Nobody.
Nobody cares because it's something even worse.
Yeah. This is a bigger story.
But, you know, it's crazy how, you know, you. When you're a superstar, it's not even crazy, but that's just the reality of what's going on. Is
right.
You're a superstar. You're looked under a microscope. People are going to judge you, and you just have to have thick skin. Am I right, Brian?
That's right. You have to have thick skin.
If you have thick skin, ain't nobody going to mess with you. If you man up to everything, ain't nobody going to mess with you. If you take responsibility for what you did, ain't nobody going to mess with you. Because then media has nothing to do with it. Media can be like, okay, they can't speculate anymore. They just say, oh, he admitted to it. They ain't got no more story on you.
Yeah, no
That's what
stories.
He should have done. It probably wouldn't have been as big as it is now. So, talk to me about the Carmelo and the kid on the court. Let me start with saying I thought that was cute. You know, I think it was cool.
Cute. It was cool. It was down in New Orleans. New York Knicks were playing the Pelicans.
Right.
And I think it was during a free throw shot.
Everything was stopped.
Right, everything was stopped. Little kid ran on the court and gave Carmelo a big hug.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
And Carmelo did what? He hugged him back. He patted him on
back,
the head.
And then the referee.
Like a what? A role model should. You know, I'm not a big fan of Carmelo. I did watch him in Syracuse when he killed everybody. But lately, he hasn't been doing too well. You know, he's been having his own problems. And people
a lot of injuries.
He's not happy. Mm-hmm. I still think he's a great player. But I thought it was cute. to see a young kid say, I like Carmelo Anthony. I'm going to run up and give him a hug. I don't know how he got there, but,
right.
You know, a lot of people went in way into depth, but tell me why people started tripping on this, Brian.
Oh, because, I mean, they brought up, like, the Monica Seles incident when a fan came on the court and stabbed her. And
okay, that happened when we were kids, Brian.
Yeah. Like
keep
this,
going.
This is, like, over 20 years ago that happened.
Yeah, keep going.
Right. So, and then, they're, you know, they blew it out of proportion that, you know, I can understand security. There was no one from security to stop the kid from coming on the court.
Okay, it's a little kid. You if you're security, you think that kid's going to a seat in your area. You don't think the kid's going to, you know, run to the court.
Yeah, and I mean, and even like Carmelo Anthony, he made a comment about, you know, you got to question security if they
stop.
Someone can come on
Brian,
the court.
Brian, if I wanted to, I'll go right through security to get to a basketball player. Stop. Right. Everything's wide open out there.
It's true.
It's just people are there for a game. Don't question the kid. The kid loves you, man. I would have signed autographs and gave him my jersey right off my back.
Yeah, okay, that's the small picture. You know, the small picture is it was cool, little
yeah,
kid coming.
You had
the
cojones to come up to me. I'm coming here, have my jersey, son. Right. And you know what? Here's the tickets to the next game. Here's a flight to the next game, and come sit courtside.
Why not?
You know, right next to me.
He got the money.
But people get, they so scary.
Yeah, everyone's
you know
scary
what?
Now.
Dude. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen, but don't trip. Security can't stop something if it's really going to happen. Like if you think they're thinking on a giant level of like terrorism and stuff like that. If
exactly.
something big's going to happen, first of all, security's going to be like, I have a wife and kids. I'm out, bro. I'm out. You know?
Right.
And if it's that big, you know, someone gets to the court, then you need to defend yourself. But it was a little kid. If you see an adult coming at you, defend yourself. That's
right.
All I gotta say.
Exactly.
Or run away. I mean, that's the best way. That's the best way to not get in trouble. It sounds like real weenie style, but say somebody was coming at on the court, and so you can obviously tell the man's coming at you. Just run away. You're obviously a better athlete than the guy. But if people are coming to hurt you, security ain't gonna stop them because security would be so surprised because security's lulled to sleep every game because nothing really happens.
No, nothing. They're not really looking for.
Everybody's
for
relaxed.
A little kid to run out of court, but
yeah.
Sometimes it happens. And
what happened? Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
The kid,
nothing
I applaud that kid, and mm-hmm. and he had the cojones to go out there and say I like Carmelo Anthony, and I didn't see anything wrong with it, Brian. And then
no.
people blew it way out of proportion, out of proportion, too
yeah.
far. and that's the thing about like sports and news.
Well, they're trying to make a story out of
what ifs. Out of what ifs?
Yeah, what ifs and. They're trying to make it a bigger story out of a small story.
No.
They blew it out of proportion.
You know how to make that
it,
a big
know,
story? Give that kid your jersey.
Was.
Sign a basketball. Give that
right.
kid your give that kid a pair of Jordans. Fly him and his parents to the game and put him courtside. You know, and give him some love. High five him after you make a 3-pointer.
Exactly.
And go on with your life. Don't worry about security. Security's doing their job. They're standing there making sure stuff don't happen in the crowd because that's where it could be dangerous. You know, crowd. You know, they're crowd controlled. They're not like ultimate fighters or anything out there. I mean, anything can happen at any time, you know? And it's a kid.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Stop crying. What do you think? You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
ridiculous.
They blew out of proportion.
Yeah, that was real sad that it turned into that story. Like, it didn't even need to get there. If you're that scary, don't play basketball. You know, anything can happen at any time. You know, security's not going to be there for the rest of your life, you know. But let's get into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Like, our brackets have totally been demolished.
Marked up. Yeah.
It's done.
My bracket's all marked up.
I only have one team left.
All the crossouts.
Okay.
I have one.
You have
one. I have one team left.
You have one team left in the finals?
In the final four.
Okay. Let's talk about the South.
Okay.
So, you know me. I was supporting Kansas all the way, and I thought Kansas was going to do it. So Kansas played Villanova, right?
Yeah.
And what happened?
They got whipped.
64-59?
Yep.
Nice.
That was a shocker for me, too.
So, and remember what you said at the beginning of our brackets. You said Villanova's going out early.
Right, because they are every
year. You said
year.
What, Villanova's going to lose to Temple?
Yep. Because, no, wait. I had them losing against, at the second game. Yeah, I had them winning the first game. And then I had them out.
You know what they're doing?
Iowa.
They wanted to prove you wrong, Brian.
Exactly. They
heard the podcast and said, oh, who's this Brian dude?
Right.
I'm proving him wrong.
And they played Iowa, and they beat Iowa.
Who'd they beat?
They beat Iowa. Temple didn't get through.
Then they beat Miami.
That's right. Then they beat Miami.
Then they beat Kansas.
They beat Kansas. They ain't playing around this year. Because every year, think about it, Villanova, they're out of Philly. They got a good team. They got a good base.
They're real scrappy.
Right. They got a good base. They get a lot of good players to play for them.
Yeah.
But every year, they get knocked out early.
Yeah.
But this year is a different year, I guess.
They said, no, Brian, not this year. We're going to the Final Four. So let's our Final Four now is, and that South is, South and West are, where are they playing at? Houston? Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be Oklahoma. And Villanova.
Well, since we don't have any teams in play and our bracket's done, who do you think is going to win that one?
I don't know, Buddy Hill. That
I'm calling that Buddy Hill too. That dude's draft stock went to number one.
He might beat up on
Oregon.
Yeah, he's.
Oh man.
Yeah, they say that he might win the Wooden Award. So.
Wooden sounds familiar. That's the UCLA Athletic Center, right?
Exactly. That's okay. For the best basketball player, pretty much the Heisman for NCAA basketball. And they're saying that he's in the front runner right now to win it.
And then Valentine, is it?
Yeah. Is it Valentine?
It might be the other
cat. Yeah, you're right. It's Denzel Valentine from Michigan State. He's up there too. Yeah. And the other forward from North Carolina.
I don't know his name. Yeah. I wasn't paying attention at all. But so who do you have winning that now?
So I got Oklahoma and Villanova. I'm going for Buddy Hill. That kid is a baller. I'm going with Oklahoma.
You are?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to ride that Villanova train.
Really?
All the way to the finals now. So, well, they beat my team, Kansas. So
right.
I'm riding that train. I feel like these dudes are on point. They beat Kansas. Kansas is better than Oklahoma, Brian.
Yeah, we'll see. But they're saying that because at this arena, it's a football stadium, so –
Wait, is it Houston? Is it the Texan Stadium?
No, it's the NR something.
The NRG?
Yeah, NRG
That's
Stadium.
That's the Texan Stadium, right?
Right. It's a dome, yeah.
So, wait, they're going to be inside the Texan Stadium?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Right, and they're saying that.
I wonder if J.J. Watt will be there.
Oh, he'll probably be there.
Why not?
And they're saying, like, at this arena, whenever they play basketball, that the three-point shot shooters – percentage always drops from like the 30s and the 40s to the 20s.
Why is that?
Because the depth perception, because it's such a big arena and the court is like in the middle of this big arena. So
I think the depth
perception's off for some players. So let's see if it might affect Buddy Hield, but they're saying that, you know, he's from the Bahamas. He's been shooting outside in the wind and on dirt courts. So this shouldn't bother him. It really shouldn't.
What they do in the football stadiums, they cut the field in half normally. Right. So when we played in the Alamo Bowl, a couple nights before we played football, the Spurs played and we played there and they only played on half the field.
Right. Yeah. Right. The curtain up when they played. Yeah. When before they build a new stadium for the Spurs. Correct.
Yeah. That's so true. You got Oklahoma. I'm gonna ride that Villanova train.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
All right, so on the other side, I had North Carolina going all the way to the Final Four. At least I got that right.
I got that right, too.
Michigan State, I gave them love, and I shouldn't have.
I had Michigan State,
and I can't
too.
Stand them. Why did I give them love, and I can't stand them?
Well, I was drinking Coach
that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that Coach Izzo.
It was that sweet
that Tom
red
Izzo
cherry Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And Izzo said, choke.
Nah, he lost the first game in Middle Tennessee.
Syracuse. Ugh.
But Syracuse, yeah, it's going to be Syracuse, they're
down,
North Carolina.
You came over to the house the other night, and they were down 14 points, Brian.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, Virginia's about to go to the Final Four? First of all, Virginia's number one
right.
out of the Midwest, so we thought they were going. Well, I had Butler beating them for some reason.
I had them going out against Michigan State. If they made it. That was in the Elite Eight, yeah.
So – now Syracuse comes out and pulls a rabbit out of their hat and says, "Oh, we're in the Final Four."
Oh yeah,
don't you forget Virginia?
Yeah, Coach Boeheim said, "Turn up the heat up, and
turn on that juice."
And they put the full court press on them, and they got back in that game and beat them.
We sat there in amazement, like, "Is this happening right now?" I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it was happening. It was shocking. Who do you think is gonna win out of those two, Syracuse or North Carolina?
Wow. North Carolina. Yeah, I think North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina wins. So yeah. you're saying North Carolina, Oklahoma.
Yep.
I'm saying North Carolina, Villanova. Who's your winner?
North Carolina.
Overall, my win is North Carolina, too.
Right now, North Carolina, they look like out of the teams that are left.
Kansas look the same way.
Yeah, but North Carolina, they're solid. They're solid. They got a good core of players.
What's your chances? Let's be real. North Carolina, Villanova. If they go to the finals, what do you give Villanova's chances? They're riding a big old wave right now, too.
I know.
What do you think? 30% chance of beating North Carolina?
Yeah. Well, I'll say 30-40%.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we can both agree that we have in North Carolina as our champion this year.
Yeah, this year.
With the four teams left. Not saying that we picked them, but that's who we see.
They look like the strongest team that can get it done. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, basketball. I can't wait for college football season because it's going to be a blast. Basketball's been like dramatic.
Yeah, a lot of drama. A lot of drama.
And, you know, the more we watch it, the more we pay attention. Just drama, drama, drama. And, you know, speaking of basketball, we lose Kobe this year. We lose a legend.
He got another, I think it's 6 games left.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think D. Wade, when he retires, will he have as much of an impact in his retirement as Kobe has? Do you think when D. Wade goes on his last hurrah, he'll get love from, like, teams from across the nation? Or is it just because Kobe is a stupid super legend, legend, right?
He'll get love, but Kobe's Kobe.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he
was a great player.
I can go back and rewind and watch all of Kobe's games again. Now I've always said it. I'm not a Laker fan, but I'm a Kobe fan.
I watch a lot of Laker games.
Well, I'm a
Laker fan. So, yep.
Born and raised Laker fan.
That's right.
Clippers didn't even have anything to do with basketball in your life, did they?
Nope. Not one bit. All Lakers.
So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we appreciate you guys listening to us talk about this drama that's running all through the basketball season, all through the NCAA tournament, the Nick Young and D'Angelo Russell, Carmelo and his security problems. We thank you. So don't forget to follow us on Snapchat, Anchor, Twitter, Instagram at Dan and Brian. Like our Facebook page, the Dan and Brian Sportscast, and go ahead and go get you a shirt from the DanBryanShop.com. Go get you a sports collage shirt. They're awesome.